The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins thinks that Lindsay wants to make a man out of Rob. So neither one of them know any of this conversation that we've had, Riggins. And so the whole thing about Lindsay making him a man, I guess we're just going to spring on them in a few minutes.
I feel like
sure.
It.
Make them dance on command.
I like it.
It's going to be fun.
In the hot seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Right now, the top trending topic, World War III, Russia, Ukraine. It's like devastating. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, what's going on? But it's just, you know, more problems out there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just, you know, just figure it out, guys.
Be cool.
Just relax. Trying to start World War III, not fun. So that is the top trending topic today.
Well, never mind. I shouldn't get into it.
Yeah.
That's our fault. The people who are still running our government's fault.
Boom. Mm. Something much more lighthearted. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ooh, love that. Ooh.
I'd much rather talk about that.
And you know what other day it is, Riggins?
What?
It's National Botox Day.
National Botox Day?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
I know. Are you looking surprised right now? I can't tell. You get it? Because she's all Botox stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
You might get a discount or something today.
I think you do.
At IHOP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you can get.
Buy one, get one free, baby.
Yeah, you have to have the app and order online to get the Botox specials.
It's a couple steps you got to take.
Yeah. Worth it.
Totally. So Jay Cutler's back in the news. He's engaged to his girlfriend after his split with Kristen Cavallari 3 years ago. Maybe I'm the only person that's interested in that whole saga. Jay Cutler, former quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Kristen Cavallari, former star of Laguna Beach and the Hills and all that stuff. They split up years ago, but she ended up dating a TikTok guy. They've split up now. Jay Cutler has a steady fiance now.
Didn't somebody else come out with some gossip? I'm sorry, as the kids say, some tea about her being you know, pretty loose with herself and men's.
Yeah. And her latest post, if you go watch it, it's she's talking about hooking up with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wild.
Jason Statham was name.
That's right.
It's got to be true, right?
It sounded true. Right. It sounded like it was true.
It better be true. She's saying it about me.
I like them together. I think that could totally work.
Well, he's with Rosie. She's gorge.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie Huntington
Whitley. Isn't that her full name?
I mean, she's hot.
Yeah, she's real hot.
Hotter than
he's hot, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it works, but not with Kristen, no.
You don't like her?
No, I don't like them together. That's a weird, and he's much older. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she's young.
He's 57.
He's 57.
She's in her young 30s, I think.
Okay.
So, my wife has run into that Kristen Cavallari in the Target.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, in Nashville.
What was that like?
Jody was asked to leave because she was acting such a fool. Tackled her down, put her phone in her face, smile. You know, Jody's like a violent fangirl.
Was Jody into Laguna Beach or the Hills or anything?
No.
I wonder why she liked her. Like how she.
But this was just a little like last year when she was up there visiting our daughter, and she knows who she is because the podcast and reality show. Talk and all that
she had
stuff.
A reality show with Jay,
yeah,
which was big.
And if there was a reality show, my wife knew about it.
Absolutely.
That's great.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is Riggins. I'm not a picky eater. I never have been. But I did always get nervous when I'd have to go over to a friend's house. And their mom is making dinner, and I was just expecting the mom to come in and like, boys, come on, sit down. Tonight we're going to have corn slop. And I'm just like, oh, God, I don't eat that. What am I going to do? What am I going to freak out? Is there anything at Thanksgiving that only your family has that you're pretty sure no one else does?
Well, there's going to be something this year, but I haven't told anybody.
You haven't told anyone. Is it going to be a surprise or?
Yeah. And well, the main reason I haven't told anybody is because I don't want my wife going, we do not need that. You don't need an extra thing. And it's something that I've been wanting to experiment with to see, if I can do it. Cause it's not, it's something that is a dish in Louisiana, but even Louisiana people don't have it at Thanksgiving. So
okay,
so I'm just gonna pop it on them.
Oh,
really?
I like that.
Yeah,
and it's got seafood in it.
Crawfish.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we posted that video from your podcast earlier this week, and she's very concerned that you'd be deep frying the turkey. She mm-hmm. said, I don't want you doing all that stuff. Yeah. And you said, well, you're not doing anything. She goes, yeah, but you got to buy all that oil.
Yeah, like, yeah, peanut oil is really expensive.
Oh, is it expensive? Yeah. That's why uh-huh. she was maybe more concerned.
Well, that, and it takes me longer to get everything ready and all of that.
So she might have had a point.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the question.
But don't tell her I said that.
No, never.
Okay. We won't.
God, no. We don't need her getting a win. At TJ Riggins Show, what's a dish you'll make for Thanksgiving that you're pretty sure most people don't serve? And there's a lot of answers. Erica said we have something on Thanksgiving called cafeteria noodles. Every holiday, everybody knows what it is. It's egg noodles cooked in chicken broth and cream of chicken or mushroom soup.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. It's just a noodle dish.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost totally like a chicken stroganoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally into that. But then Jackie says, my best friend's secret cabbage casserole recipe.
Ooh, good.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's leave right after we eat, please. Yeah.
Hope you guys are hungry. I made extra cabbage casserole.
Oh. Yeah.
But we don't want to hate on there.
No, I like cabbage, but I don't know about it in a casserole.
Doesn't it give you gas? I know it stinks up the house when you're cooking it. It has that a bad odor. Cabbage does.
It sounds
I cook it every New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But I don't eat it. I'm not a cabbage person, but.
Sounds like it would definitely give me gas.
A cabbage casserole.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds,
But if it's not cooked, it's like slaw then.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I like cabbage.
Nikki says hash brown casserole, like the one you get at Cracker Barrel.
We make that too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Love that addition to Thanksgiving. It's good. The hash brown casserole, absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And then there's like roasted Brussels sprouts with green bacon and stuff like that. That's pretty common. But Amy's is making a venison roast instead of turkey.
I would rather have that so many times over turkey.
You would?
Uh-huh.
Every time over turkey, right?
And I'd really like to have, instead of turkey, a honey baked ham.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on board swapping the turkey for the ham any day. Ham. Absolutely. Is chicken and dumplings that you serve that at Thanksgiving, is that common in other places or is that kind of your thing?
I think that may be my thing. Yeah, that and banana pudding. I don't see a lot of banana puddings at Thanksgiving traditional celebrations.
No, it's really just the pies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm into that as well.
Yeah.
So those are fun. At TJ Riggins Show, what's the one dish that you're going to have at Thanksgiving that you're pretty sure most people won't?
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so Lindsay started working back with us a couple of months ago. She was on the show, how many, 4 years?
Something four, like, yeah.
4 years, and then on sabbatical for eight. she's back now, and she is the type that always wants to help people. She's also the type that is blunt when it comes to helping people. Mm-hmm. And she just assumes that everybody knows her heart is in the right place and that they shouldn't get offended. So Riggins has noticed something, and you think that this can help Rob. Lindsay can help Rob.
I think it could. She could help him. Yeah, absolutely. And it started the other week when Rob is a kidult. Is that safe to say? Rob is into really childlike things. And a lot of people find it really charming. I don't think Lindsay does. based on a conversation about a couple getting into an argument over Pokemon cards. And he doesn't do that, but he does collect trading cards. So I thought, it'd be fun if Lindsay had some advice for Rob about how to become like her perfect man or a good guy, good man.
Yeah. I love this. And I love this because, yes, I've been thinking this since I started back.
Great.
Since day one.
So what would you do? First of all, what would you do or take away from him to make him a man?
I take everything away from him.
Just completely strip him of everything he knows.
Strip down. Mm-hmm. Clothes. I mean, I don't want to see you naked. I'll leave your underwear on. But I need all your clothes gone out of your closet.
Every
off your body.
Piece?
Every single piece. We need to go shopping. I don't care if we go online. Shopping online, that's fine. I need all of your extra curricular activities. I can't say that word. Go, replaced.
Like no video games, no Star Wars cards, no escape rooms, board games, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
All gone.
I need you to ghost every single one of your friends. Every single one. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that's not too much to ask.
So you can just rebuild, you know, from the ground up.
From the ground up.
Starting with getting him some clothes that adults would wear.
Yes.
Not cartoon shirts or anime shirts or, you know, wrestling shirts and Power Rangers and that sort of thing.
That's it.
But my shorts don't have, like, cargo. They don't have cargo pockets.
I don't care. We need them in the trash because they're probably 20 years old.
No.
Are they? Do you shop, Rob, for clothes?
Not often, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay, should a grown man have a, quote, favorite character from the Goofy movie? Because he's got one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Anything that my kids do that Rob does needs to be eliminated.
Okay.
And that is one.
Your kids know about a Goofy movie? I don't think so.
My kids live for the Goofy movie. They're 2 and 4.
It's a classic. You're 39. Everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're a year apart in age.
Yeah, and sometimes you just don't have fun anymore, it seems.
Rob.
So he just said a minute ago that he's so excited about the live action version of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking maybe he can take my kids to it, but no. Like, I don't want them to be around a 39-year-old that watches the same movie.
And he hates kids. So. And
there's another one.
He doesn't play well with other kids.
Right, right.
All right, so we'll get more of this coming up next.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, so Lindsay is giving suggestions to Rob as to how he can become, we've been saying it like Rob will finally become a man, but just more mature. Maybe not act like a 39-year-old as he is, but at least act like a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I take 30.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
And people are going to say, oh, Lindsay's so mean. Lindsay's harsh. No, I love Rob like a brother. I mean, I love you, Rob. Like, I love your person. I love everyone in this room like a family member. So that's why I want to take you under my wing and help you, because I am all about helping, like, for the better. I really am.
Cool.
I really am. And I want you to meet a really good girl that's mature and doesn't like Pokemon and doesn't, you know.
Not only doesn't like it, but turns her nose up at it.
Oh.
Hey.
Would not even accept it.
Yes. And they can be pacey redheads all day. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
But just,
that's what he likes.
That's what he likes. And I'm totally fine with whatever look we got going on, as long as they're clean, dress nice, don't like dorky things, act their age, and don't hang out with your friends, and don't go to escape rooms. And anyway,
not to change you so much about who you are,
right?
But just everything about you.
Yeah, because your heart and soul are perfect. I just need all of your outside influences to go away.
Well, I wouldn't be the person that I am without these influences.
No, exactly. You would.
I'd be an angry, uncomfortable to be around person.
We're going to have to get some psychologist help.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true.
No.
If you take,
cuz he's never tried being a grown-up.
Right.
So he doesn't know what's out there for him.
That's true.
In grown-up land.
Maybe we could do a thing where it's a rule you can only go to escape room like twice a year. Like, keep your, you know, keep your sense of purpose with that, but also, like, don't go all the time, you know?
Yeah, it's like drinking on the weekends. Like, stick, you know, that instead of every night.
But I think at this point, you know, considering he just turned 39 yesterday, the only thing that's going to man him up quickly in time is to maybe pull some strings with the Defense Department and have him drafted.
Oh, gosh.
That's it. That's it.
We don't want to reinstitute the draft per se, but if you could just draft this one 39-year-old.
Yeah.
Just this one time.
The D is for draft.
Yeah.
Land sakes, I've been drafted. That's, I think that's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they strip down everything and rebuild you as a fighting machine.
Stop fighting Pokemon. Fight the real enemy.
That's right.
And you have a dress code and everything. So it'll be.
Go over there and fight China for real.
Yeah.
But that's Japanese, isn't it? Pokemon.
Is what I did yesterday nerdy. I went to a trivia night.
No, I mean, listen, I'm going to let you have some fun. I'm not going to like.
What kind of trivia? Just in general?
General trivia. Yeah, general trivia. Yeah,
so I mean, no sports trivia.
It wouldn't be my choice, but, you know, let's work on your outfits first.
So the time. Yeah,
at least adults do trivia night.
Right. Yeah,
so the time I went to Marvel trivia, that was not cool.
Okay. No. No, I can't.
All right. Well, what about the fact that he drinks blueberry wine?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna need a lot of work here.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a very, very southern lady that's going to tell everyone how to grieve the proper way. She's all over the internet. It's gone viral. So we'll play that for you in a few minutes.
We've been talking about wine today a lot for some reason, but wine is in the news. Pizza Hut is unveiling their new wine. It's called tomato wine.
It looks delicious.
Yum. It's supposed to it tastes like a slice of pizza from Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never heard of something like that.
Now, I really like a slice of pizza from Pizza Hut. Thin and crispy, beef and bacon, extra cheese. That's what my standard order is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit that I haven't been enjoying it as much lately, but now I think this is going to put it back at number one for me.
Yeah.
A pizza wine.
Pizza wine.
Ugh. I can't even think of that.
I know. Notes of tomato. They said notes of Italian seasoning, I think, is the other thing they said.
There's no way it's going to taste just like, it might just have some underlying, people aren't going to be able to tell, right?
Yeah. I mean, a savory one. I picture them putting like V8 in it, and I'm just like, ugh, that does not sound good.
Yeah, I don't like a pizza flavored anything. Chips.
Yeah.
Those, what are those things you eat, Riggins? Corn nuts.
Oh my gosh, so good. Not the pizza kind, but they are good.
Yeah, nothing like that I ever like.
And pizza's
my
combo.
Favorite thing. No, combos that break my teeth.
Oh,
pizza combo.
So do corn nuts for that matter.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So good. So you can get that during the holiday season. I don't know if that's a great host gift. You
it's
bring
funny,
a pizza wine.
You know, try it.
I'll try it.
Yeah, I mean, bubble tea is kind of
like. But no, it's just like when you try those habanero chips to see if you can stand it.
Yeah.
You know, at a party, let's taste the tomato wine.
Yeah, Delta is also in the news because they're going to start serving Shake Shack burgers if you're on a flight in first class. And the flight has to be over 900 miles. But Delta is partnering up with Shake Shack. They said it's their original cheeseburger. It's the ultimate comfort food, and that's the most requested item in first class on Delta Airlines.
Is a Shake Shack burger?
Is a burger.
Just a burger?
Yeah. So
I
they
mean,
said
for the price
sense.
Of tickets these days, I better be getting 5 Shake Shack burgers.
Yeah, maybe five guys.
Yeah. I better be getting filet mignon.
Right, right.
But that's not the ultimate comfort food. Burger is not comfort food. Comfort food's soup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, chicken noodle soup is the ultimate comfort food.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you want soup on a plane?
No. No.
They said a delicious cheeseburger is an iconic comfort food. Our customers know that, and that's why our burgers are one of the most top-ordered menu items we have. So they're excited about it.
But I hope I don't need anything to comfort me on a flight, like to calm me down or something.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of panicky flyers out there.
God.
We're going to restore your faith in humanity. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We're going to restore your faith in humanity. I hate that. Isn't that such an overused phrase, especially on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to restore your faith. Well, this actually might because it's a sweet story that starts terribly. A woman in Colorado, Megan Calguri, she has a 15-year-old senior rescue dog. So she gets double points, senior and rescue.
Yeah, it's an old dog.
It's a, what do they call it? A schnauzer mix.
Aww.
So it's 15 years old and he can't walk. He's disabled. So the poor thing. I mean, he's 15. He's just, you know, happy to be there. She purchases a senior dog wheelchair to help this 15-year-old dog get around. So the videos are kind of cute. You know, he's like, you know, tackling the world and stuff like that. She takes off the wheelchair, leaves it on her front porch because she said sometimes they go on nature walks and it gets muddy. Somebody stole the,
What?
What?
Somebody stole the senior dog's wheelchair off her porch.
The tiny wheelchair?
The tiny little wheelchair, you know, with the two wheels and it's got the little harness that they strap around its torso. What kind of monster?
Monster.
Steals the dog's wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you don't know, Riggins is not talking about a dog that will graduate high school this year. When he says senior dog.
Yeah.
He means old dog.
That's how they call
that is sensitive, and you can't hurt its feelings by calling it old.
They call they call him a senior dog in the story. So that's, I'm just trying to use the same language.
But I'm just saying that that's what they say, and it's
one
hurts their feelings.
One witness said they saw some guy on a bike stroll up to the house, hop off the bike, grab the wheelchair, and just took off.
I wonder if they're expensive.
And had he been scoping it out? Like, I'm going to get that. As soon as she walks away from that wheelchair, I'm taking
it. What in the world would they use that
Maybe
for?
His dog needs one and he couldn't afford one.
Do we have like a pandemic of disabled dogs out there? I don't know. Maybe they do. Thankfully, once the story has blown up and gotten all over the internet, a wonderful charity has stepped up to not only make donations to the owner and the dog, but also to provide the dog with his own new wheelchair.
Good.
So he'll be back out there.
But why would they need more money than it costs for the wheelchair? What kind of, is she poor?
Well, I think it started as a GoFundMe. So all the donations started coming in. They contributed and they said, you know what? We'll do one better. We'll just get you the whole wheelchair. So, you know, everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and all dogs are pricey.
Yeah, they are.
They very much are.
And I hope they find that guy.
Yeah.
Give him a speedy trial and then deal with him as he needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Throw him in jail.
Yeah, hit him with that wheelchair.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yep. There are all kinds of new ways to do traditional jobs and stuff. And I'm usually not for that. I'm like, it works. Don't mess with it. Because a lot of times when you end up trying to tweak it and do something different with it, then it messes it up. But not in this case. I think this lady is on to a great new way of grief counseling. So obviously she's a grief counselor and she has her own unique way of doing it. So it may sound like that she's not really getting to the point, but she is. And that's the beauty of it. Okay.
When I tell you that Facebook was on fire yesterday, or mine was, I mean, it was on fire. This young girl, she was in her early 20s. She was killed in a traumatic side-by-side accident 3 months ago. Her husband just proposed to his girlfriend yesterday or over the weekend. I don't really know. But I do know that this entire county is blind with rage. And of course, there was a bunch of people that were like, well, everyone grieves differently. And they do. I've talked very openly about my grief and how I handled it wrong. But I will tell you one thing. If I die and Wally tries to grieve me by marrying somebody 3 months after I died, y'all better get him. Somebody better stop that mess. If you don't think that I won't sneak my way out of heaven to come back down here and rain terror on everybody that's involved in that, you don't know me well. That man is mine. My vows were for eternity. Grieve me, but do not involve another woman. And before y'all come over here and say, well, that's not nice, you should want him to be happy. I do, but he's still going to be sad over me. He ain't getting no other woman.
I love her. Yes.
So you see the unorthodox way of grieving is, you know, right from the grief counselor.
Yeah. Yep.
Love her.
I will sneak my way out of heaven.
I like his name is Wally, too.
Yeah.
It was a perfect name. I told Wally.
Hey, I love that she said Wally instead of my husband. It just seems so much better.
Right.
Absolutely. Wally. And not just Wally, but anybody who was involved in that. Anybody that came to the wedding.
Yeah.
Anybody who blessed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody who hangs out with them.
She's going to rain terror.
Rain terror. You better know.
Upon you.
All right. We'll try to find out where her practice is, and we'll let you know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Y'all know who loves Dolly Parton?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But even though we love Dolly Parton so much, can we be honest about Dolly Parton?
Sure.
Do you think you could? You wouldn't be prejudiced by the love that you have for her if something came up and you maybe had to say something that you thought might be negative about her?
Now that you say it like that, no. I would stick up for her till I die.
Okay, well, she just put out a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold. A 3.4-ounce bottle of it is $100. Now, when you hear that Dolly Parton has a designer fragrance, do you immediately think that it's going to smell so good, or are you a little bit doubtful?
Oh, I'm doubtful. Smells like an old lady.
An old mountain lady.
Mountain lady. The Golden Mountains, what'd you say it was called?
Yeah, it's called Smoky Mountain Gold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's old lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some Avon old lady. Like.
But at her own admission, Dolly admits to being gaudy and, you know, loves it. And says that she has always wanted to look the way she does because of a prostitute that was in her little town, the town prostitute. And she didn't care what anybody said. She thought that woman was beautiful and she wanted to look like her.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would set her back if somebody said, well, it may not be. Maybe the perfume is gaudy smelling.
Right.
Yeah. If gaudy had a smell.
Maybe.
Yeah. Gaudy had a smell.
But I do picture her smelling good. You know,
yeah.
If you got to meet her, I don't know if celebrities wear their own fragrances and stuff.
You know what I picture Dolly doing is taking the perfume that has the cap on it, like a cork looking thing that's glass.
Yeah.
And they take it out of that and rub that thing on their neck and then down in her cleavage.
Yes.
On her wrist. Like she rubs that thing on her wrist, rubs the wrist together, puts it on dab on each side of the neck and then down in the cleavage.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I don't know if it would smell bad, but it would smell very potent, you know?
Everything with Dolly's nothing is understated.
Yeah.
Mm, you smell smoky.
I want to buy it just to see. I mean, it's kind of pricey, but.
Right. Well, I'm sure your husband wouldn't mind you just experimenting with $100 on some old lady mountain perfume.
Sure. Old lady. I'd probably just wear it just because I bought it.
But, I mean, Dollywood is hers, and it's fun. People love Dollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it smells like Dollywood.
Touristy.
Smell just like the Dixie Stampede.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.